Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here today to talk NXT TakeOver In Your House, full show results and review. You guys are going to want to make sure you stick around for this episode. Let's start with the intro. No sound on it, but you'll hear it on the audio podcast version. Let's go. All right, we are back, getting ready to start off this In Your House review, man. I'm excited, cannot wait to talk about this bad boy. We got some people in the chat. Once again, chat not working on YouTube. Hashtag what's up, YouTube, with this. You're giving me problems. Kyron, what is going on, bro? Kyron is happy in the chat right now. I'm doing all this from my phone, so if you guys see me looking away, that's what it is. Truly the ace in the house. What's good? PR Nightmare, oh no, Derek is in the chat, so I'm guessing no filter, not live today. Derek's here. I mean, Derek, you want to just pop your faces so people just don't think I'm holding you captive or...
Yo. What's up, live?
See? He's here. He's just sitting this one out. He saw the show, though. He was with me. I'm sure if Derek wants to chime in, he can. He's more than welcome to. He's sitting right here. Shout out to Rob for making the graphic for this one. Classic In Your House setup. I can't look at this without laughing the way Rob set this up. So big shout out to him. Stephanie Wyand looked that up from the original In Your House, if you guys don't know. But we're going to go over the entire NXT TakeOver In Your House card. But before we do, I wanted to let you know that today's show is sponsored by our good friends at Manscaped. Manscaped.com is where you can go for all your needs. Use the promo code EPWSHOW and you can get yourself the Lawnmower 3.0. This thing is meant to win, folks. It'll get to the three count of trimming and getting to everything that you need. This bad boy is a great helper for men, women, everybody all around the world. So if you guys need one, use my promo code. I like helping people get discounts. I like helping people get stuff for free. So go to manscaped.com. Promo code EPWSHOW. Get one of these bad boys. It works. Your mate will love you for it. Trust me. And not only will I thank you, your balls will thank you too. So there you go. Manscaped.com, people. Check it out. Also, check out our friends at Powerslam.tv. They also offer independent pro wrestling. Get 1 month free using the promo code EPWSHOW. Go to Powerslam.tv, type in the promo code. 1 month of independent wrestling on me. Enjoy it, guys. It's fun. Great action. That's where I discovered many talents who went into AEW and NXT. Well worth it. So make sure you guys check that out for me as well. And shout out to our good friends at Everything College Basketball. If you are looking for some good old college basketball talk, check them out. Let's get into this NXT TakeOver show, shall we? I'm kicking it to the live chat here to see what they were thinking on the show tonight. Let's see. Broken's in the house tonight. Rob said that he thought this was a hell of a show. Let's see. Terminal State said, yes, great card. What is going on, Terminal State? Welcome. Hopefully, if you enjoy it, please subscribe to the show. Also, feel free to hit that like button, everybody. Derek said, no filters in the house. Broken is not happy about Dakota. We'll get into that in a little bit here. And everybody is feeling the main event. All right. PR said, looks like I won't be going back to work till sometime in July. And why you gotta talk about balls, good sir? Because Manscaped, man, that's what pays the bills, brother. That's what pays the bills right now. So gotta do what we gotta do. Thank you guys so much though for joining us. Let's get into this. NXT TakeOver In Your House. This show had a nostalgic feel to it, similar to what we have here in the background on the review. We've got the old classic house pay-per-view setup. If you saw the preview that I did, I talked about this. We needed to have this setup for the show. It felt nostalgic, and they even brought in Todd Pettengill to do some spots for it. Todd Pettengill from the New Generation era, he did all of the spots where you would just hear like, oh, go to the shop, and he would host all of the VHS tapes that they were selling back then. Todd Pettengill's a legend when it comes to pro wrestling and the interviews, especially if you're a kid of the early 90s, so you know who Todd Pettengill is. He did the intro for this one. NXT did us right with the house setup, so I have to give them a big kudos for that. And we had a live band performing. I think this is one of the things that was, it's not appreciated as much as it should be. Triple H always finds a way to get like live bands and performances in there, and he makes it feel like it's a big deal when you go to one of these NXT TakeOver events. The band was Code Orange once again tonight. I thought Code Orange did a hell of a job, with the opening of the show. Very cool. I like the concert feel to it. Despite that this is all taking place in the Performance Center, it still felt good to watch it on pay-per-view. It felt like a bigger deal, and they did a good job here. Opening contest. We have Shotzi Blackheart, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim taking on the team of Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai, and Candice LeRae. This feud is really built off of two main people, and that's Mia Yim, Candice LeRae. And we do have some issues going on at the same time with Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. Shotzi Blackheart's just there because she's the new up-and-coming face for the NXT female division. And we also have Tegan Nox dealing with her issues with Dakota Kai. And Raquel Gonzalez is the muscle for Dakota Kai. All fits. So we get a six-woman tag match here. And I thought they did a pretty good job with this one. Candice and Mia Yim was the main focus of this. I felt like they really wanted to emphasize the feud because later on tonight, their husbands were actually meeting in a title match for the NXT North American Championship, which we will talk about momentarily, but they did pretty good with this. Lots of back and forth in this match, lots of movement. It's kind of what you wanted. There were some parts where you could see like, okay, they made an error here and there, but nothing overtly to where it was like offensive. The ladies did a really good job here telling a story. And I like that Candice and Mia Yim went to the back. And immediately once I saw that, I knew that my prediction was cooked. Because I had predicted that the heels were going to win this one. They did not. Candice and Mia end up going through like the garage, fighting towards the back. And this leaves us in the ring where they try to set up Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez hitting a tag team finisher. Tegan Nox, I believe, is the one who slipped out. Missed time, kick to the face. And I know that broke Broken's heart in the live chat. Missed kick to the face. Dakota's like, I'm sorry. A few moves later, we see the double drop kick to kick Raquel Gonzalez out of the ring. And the Shiningest Wizard happens to Dakota Kai. She eats it for the 1-2-3. Tegan Nox gets her revenge, man, on Dakota Kai. I thought that this was an excellent, excellent matchup. Good win. I gave this a grade of a B- for this one. Chat, how are you feeling about this one? Let's see what people are saying in here right now. Original Big E is in the house. What's going on, brother? truly the ace. I know Derek's happy about Charlotte losing that women's title. We'll get to that. We'll ask Derek once it's time.
You are absolutely right.
El Terrible. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly's in the house. What's going on, Sean? Good to see you, my brother. He said, what up? Let's see. Truly the Ace said, Code Orange was lit. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly said, Dakota and Gonzalez need a push. Got to start winning some matches. I am with you on that, Sean. Make sure you guys check out Sean's YouTube channel as well. He puts up some great podcasts. He does stuff on MMA, boxing. He's all about combat sports. So check out Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, man. Let's see. Terminal State said, he thought Balor and Priest was match of the night. We'll get into that momentarily, my brother. Yeah, that should be interesting to talk about. Yes. What is going on? Okay. All right, I appreciate you. B-minus for that match. And we're going to get into the Finn Balor-Damian Priest match up next here. Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. Interesting matchup. This was built off of who attacked Finn Balor. We find out later it was Damian Priest. He comes out with the nightsticks, ends up beating in Finn Balor's knee. Cost Finn Balor some matches that he didn't want to lose. Boom, we get ourselves a match here. Both guys needed the victory in this match. I don't know how else to put it. Finn Balor and Damian Priest just, they both need a win. I feel like Finn got off track a little bit with the whole Imperium thing because the NXT UK pay-per-view got canceled because of the stupid pandemic, and we're all still suffering from that, as you can tell by no live crowd at the show tonight. So everything feels out of place right now with Finn. Damian Priest, on the other hand, with me, this is just with me, something is not clicking as far as his character and me. I've told Rob this since like day one when we watched the shows together. I'm just like, there's something about Damian Priest that's missing that needs that extra oomph to him. He doesn't have it, in my opinion. He's got the look. He can wrestle. He can do everything else. The character is just not clicking with me. And maybe you guys can help me get into him more. But I thought tonight he put on a heck of a match with Finn Balor. They told a great story here inside of the ring. I like the fact that in the very beginning, there was a chokeslam spot onto the apron by Damian Priest. Damian Priest is super athletic. He came out wearing some like fishnet, different types of tights tonight, different type of tights. And I don't know what that was supposed to be. It was different. It was cool. But I was just like, oh, okay. They tried something new here with him. Finn Balor just came out in his old self. I feel like Finn's better in NXT because I care about him more down here than I do if he was on the main roster. Just sad to say when it comes to that. We had a lot of good spots. They went outside the ring at one point. Finn Balor got tossed into the stairs. They even used the bottom piece, the base of the stairs for a spot. To launch Finn Balor into the ring. And remind yourself of that base because it's going to come back into play in this match. Hard-hitting match. Both guys look tore up from chops and getting thrown into different things. They really did a good job of doing what each man was good at. They let Finn Balor kind of fly all over the place and put his moves on. But they also let Damian Priest, the former Punishment Martinez from Ring of Honor, put on some really good moves. He was just choke slamming people everywhere, doing his thing. I thought they did well in this. Now, when you see Finn Balor and him, they go at it for a while, and you forgot that that base of the ring steps were there. Now, I will tell you this. Derek, who is here, could tell you. We were listening to a song that somebody had just made, you know, friends who rap and stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, check this out. My cousin sent me this, and it was one of his songs. And we're listening to a song while we're talking about it. And in mid-listening of the song, I stopped and I said, oh my goodness. Dude, the amount of impact from Damian Priest back hitting the base of the steel steps was disgusting. Absolutely brutal. I give him props for that. Like, Damian Priest, you're the man for taking that bump because it could have never been me, bro. Hit his back, fell right on it. All you just heard was the thud, and he slid back right off of it. Finn Balor goes to the top rope, coup de grace to his back, and he looks at him, and he sees he's still down. He goes for a coup de grace off the top rope. 1, 2, 3. They tried to keep pretty strong in this. I still feel like both guys needed the win, but in my predictions, I thought Finn needed it just a little bit more because he's got to get back to his feud with Walter, I feel like. So it'll be interesting to see how they move forward with this, but I do think Sean brought it up with the last match. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez, they need some victories. I think we have to do the same thing for Damian Priest. I don't know if it's time to call some people up since they had cuts happen, which absolutely sucked, but maybe it's time to shuffle some NXT people around because I don't see what some of them are going to do after this. My opinion, I gave this match a B, though. I thought it was solid work, and to me, best Damian Priest match I've seen so far. Let's see what we have going on here in the chat. Broken, not a fan of Raquel Gonzalez. Okay, all right. Truly the Ace says Finn Balor is 11-1 at NXT TakeOvers. Yes, Moro definitely gave us that statistic afterwards too. Not bad. Not bad of a record for Finn. The step spot was insane. I can agree with that terminal state. And Derek just yells Finn Balor. B for that match, though. Next up, we have the match that I proclaim could have been match of the night. It could have been the show stealer. Johnny Gargano challenges for the NXT North American Championship from Keith Lee. Now, I could not find out what Johnny Gargano's attire meant tonight. Usually Johnny Gargano comes out in some type of Marvel attire. You recognize it. He's done Iron Man. He's done so many different ones that if you say a Marvel character, he's probably had an attire similar to that. Tonight, I was trying to figure out what he did because his gear looked pretty cool, in my opinion. I deferred to Derek and Twitter, and it seems like the consensus was that it was something from Assassin's Creed. I don't play Assassin's Creed. Long story, if you ever want to get into video games with me, come into one of our live streams when we're playing like Fire Pro or a video game, and you guys can ask me all about that. There's a reason why I don't play Assassin's Creed anymore after the first one. Very different attire, though. Keith Lee comes out. I got to show respect to my man, Keith Lee. Keith Lee was rocking the Black Lives Matter tights. Much respect to that, Keith Lee. I appreciate that, brother. It's good to know. And I was just happy to see him in that attire. Gargano's entrance. Let's go back to that. He gets this really cool kind of entrance. It looks like he's in a house. He's been cutting these promos in his house with Candace, making these delicious looking steaks. You know, with a little salad on the side. I see some chicken on there. I see some mashed potatoes. Big brothers notice this stuff. I was like, okay, I say you're eating right, Johnny. And during all of this, so they show him like kind of leaving the house. The setup for the In Your House pay-per-view is the old house set. And he's walking by and there's a picture of Doc Hendricks up. And Doc Hendricks is the former Michael P.S. Hayes. And him as Doc Hendricks, super cheesy, super over the top. Everybody who ever watched wrestling back then just knew. He was like the host with Todd Pettengill often back in the day. And he looked at the picture and kind of gave it the wink treatment. I was just like, what is this, bro? And he heads on out. So we get that, and Gargano then places keys into his tights. Now, if you watched NXT this week, Johnny Gargano actually jabbed Keith Lee in the eye with his keys. So I figure the keys are going to have to play a part in this match, whether it's handcuffs or he's going to jab the keys in his eyes again. Tell a story here with these keys. In the very beginning of the match, first spot, absolutely love this. Johnny Gargano dives through the ropes and right into Keith Lee's arms. He goes for like a tope suicida, gets caught by Keith Lee like a baby. Like a baby, how you would hold a child. He's holding him and he's looking at him and Johnny's like, no, 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 no. And Keith Lee hits him with like a overhead suplex afterwards. Marvelous. I just thought these guys did a really good job. They also in the match had an errant where Johnny Gargano dives through the middle rope into the ring and goes for the spear. Keith Lee kind of did, was supposed to do the SWAT and it missed a little bit, but they tried. Now, during all of this, Gargano goes up to the ramp eventually later on during the match, all the dives to the floor, and he's trying to knock on the door like, let me out. And they have the old school, not old school, it's kind of new school, the camera where you can see someone stealing your Amazon packages. And you see Keith Lee rise up like a monster. And he is hunting down Johnny Gargano. It was a great image of him knocking on the door crying, oh, please, no. You know how heels act. And Keith Lee grabs him and throws his head into the door. I thought that was a very cool camera spot. Thumbs up to whoever thought of that. Very well done. I thought that was good. Keith Lee's hand eventually becomes the focus, though, with Johnny Gargano stepping on the hand, using the turnbuckle metal pieces on the outside to pull back the hand. Brian Zane, I got to give him credit for this, Wrestling with Regret. He said that it's always good to see a contrast of a big baby face versus a small heel, because you have to wonder, how is the heel going to figure out how to do something to put down the baby face for them to get the heat? And I thought Johnny Gargano did that here with the hand. He kept focusing in on it. It made it harder for Keith Lee to hit his finishers, his big moves. He couldn't do any of it for a little bit because Johnny Gargano was working over his hand. Now, we get another dive into a tornado DDT onto the floor. Johnny Gargano is flawless when it comes to doing these things. I thought he did a really good job with just putting Keith Lee into a spot to make him look good and powerful at the same time, getting his heat. Johnny, I told you guys this on the preview. Johnny Gargano is someone I have a hard time believing as a babyface, or I'm sorry, as a heel. He's a natural babyface to me. I know some people, Rob and many of them are going to be saying stuff, but it's just what it is. Let's see here. Oh, the pounce. So at one point, Johnny Gargano hits the DDT on the floor. He cannot pick Keith Lee up. So 8 count, he's got to go into the ring and break the count. Gargano's walking around the ring trying to think, how can I pick Keith Lee up and get him in the ring? He's too big. Keith Lee pounces this dude through the plexiglass, hockey style, right through it. Gargano falls over, and Keith Lee starts getting his the juice back. Like, he's feeling it once again. And I got to give props to Derek sitting over here.
Yeah, yo.
Derek said that they should have had sugar glass in this spot instead to give it like that classic hockey kind of feel, and I think that would have been much better.
Definitely. That would have been something new and refreshing, because, you know, they just don't... If you have the glass up, that's just something that needs to happen. You got to have the glass. If Keith Lee is going to do that and put somebody through it, you got to have that glass shatter. It brings back the old school WWE.
That, and it brings back some NHL 94, too.
That, too.
And big shout out to Derek. We're going to get you in on the podcast a little bit here. Derek definitely talked a little bit extra there because I needed a drink of water for those not watching on YouTube. So big shout out to Derek for that. So he pounces him through the plexiglass. And then here comes Candice LeRae coming down to the ring. And she's out there kind of smack-talking Keith Lee. But here comes Mia Yim in the sweatpants and Tim's ready to beef because they're not done brawling yet. They end up going into the ring, and there becomes a big fight for everything that's happening. And while Keith Lee is trying to finish off Johnny Gargano, the Keith comes out, and he actually stabs Keith Lee in the eyes. Keith Lee goes down from a terrible shot to the eyes. And he hits the that slingshot DDT over the ropes on him. 1, 2, Keith Lee kicks out for a near fall. They go back and forth. And, dude, I thought the fans did a good job, too, whoever was in the crowd, of pounding on the plexiglass. It made it feel like the arena was rumbling. I know that it's not, but it gave you that feeling, like, in the back of your mind, like, oh, here we go, here we go. And for a second, I forgot that there wasn't a live crowd there. So I give them props on that. Keith Lee eventually hits a spirit bomb. Johnny Gargano rolls out a little bit towards, but Keith Lee picks him up, hits a power bomb, and then flips him immediately onto his shoulders and hits the BBC, wink face. The Big Bang Catastrophe for the 1, 2, 3. Johnny Gargano gets put down once again on an NXT TakeOver. Keith Lee gets the win. I gave this a grade of an A-. I thought this was a hell of a match. Hopefully we get to see what everyone else thought of this one. Let's see here. Derek, the Cup of Insanity, Assassin's Creed, give it a chance. Nah, bro, not happening. Keith Lee's ring gear was fire tonight. I appreciate that, Ace. Thank you. Broken said, I'm back, had to steal somebody's wife. Whatever you got to do, Broken. Terminal State said, love the pounce through the plastic. Absolutely. The plexiglass, just, it worked so well for what they were doing. I love that spot. Let's see here. A said, Adam Cole and Dream stole the show tonight, in his opinion. And here comes Robert. I knew it was coming. Johnny Failure rides again. Derek, stop saying sugar cane glass. It sounds bad. We were laughing about that throughout, too. But NXT North American Championship stays home. I predicted Keith Lee to get the win. I'm happy for him here, so not mad. Next, to many people's surprise, was the NXT Championship Backlot Brawl. Yeah, that's right. The match that a lot of people probably thought would main event did not. Now, we knew going in that this would be a cinematic match. William Regal made the announcement. And there's a rule, a stipulation added to this match. If the Velveteen Dream loses, he cannot challenge for the NXT Championship while Adam Cole holds it. Okay. We get special entrances for this. Adam Cole is out first. You know, he comes out with the classic, the Baron Arrow, Baron, Baron, Baron Arrow. And he is coming out in an Undisputed Era pickup truck. That bad boy looked like half monster truck, half pickup truck. Not big enough to be a full monster truck, but I was like, man, it's got some big-ass tires on it.
That's an F-750.
That was Derek, by the way. So they come out in the pickup truck. Cool. He's got the championship with him. And then here comes the Velveteen Dream. And he came riding up in a sports car. I couldn't tell if it was a Ferrari or whatnot. If somebody in the chat knew what that was, please let me know. Derek thought it should have been a purple car. It's pandemic times. I'm sure it was hard to find a purple car.
It most definitely was. But if it wasn't, it definitely should have happened that way.
Unfortunately, they didn't have a purple car. But when Velveteen Dream got out the car is when we laughed so hard. So Velveteen Dream's rocking a black leather jacket with his face on the back. Cool, right? You know, we expect to see that. But when he turns around, this man looked like Negan.
In the words of Dave Chappelle, Negan. Negan.
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, he came out. They were ready to brawl. He came out with a baseball bat. And I'm surprised this was not used afterwards, Derek. We talked about this. Like, he dropped the bat, and I thought it was going to end up getting used. But nobody else really picked it up and used it in the matchup like I thought they would. He ends up saying, drop the bat, and then I'll get in the ring. Velveteen Dream drops the bat. Adam Cole gets in. He's a sneaky old heel in this one. And they start brawling. Good stuff. They're fighting back and forth. Early on, they get to the outside of the parking lot, and you hear somebody come up and they say, hey, did somebody order an Uber? Part of this match went through an Uber that came to pick somebody up. Good use of it. And then the referee says, no, you better get out of here. I thought the spot would have been better if some dude was running up like, hey, I called for an Uber. I called for an Uber. You just see him running by. But they did not do that. The Velveteen Dream, they end up fighting on like this boardwalk kind of, and the boardwalk was like, how do I describe this? It looked like New Orleans, but I'm pretty sure that this was in Florida somewhere. So I assume this was a set on Full Sail. Maybe if somebody's been there, you can help me out, let me know. But they brawled up it. You saw trash cans being used. The Velveteen Dream took a really bad spot into a pole. Like, I thought he hurt himself actually when he did that. But they ended up fighting all the way through. Adam Cole is running away from him as he's got a trash can and a trash can lid to try to use it on him. He finally finds a door that he sneaks into, and the Velveteen Dream pulls all the doors, and he sees, oh, he must have went in here. Fire extinguisher to the Velveteen Dream's face. They come back out, and they are going to continue to brawl throughout all of this. And we get a really cool ladder spot after. So they set up a ladder. Velveteen Dream's got Adam Cole on top of a car. And he's going to elbow drop him through it is what it looks like he wants to set up. But here comes the rest of the Undisputed Era flashing a light on a car into the Velveteen Dream's face. They pull up and get out. And that gives Adam Cole enough time to get up to the ladder and fight him. Velveteen Dream still knocks his ass off of it. He goes through the windshield. Safe light repair, safe light replace. And he is down. His arm is cut up. He's bleeding. What are you going to do about this? And Safe Flight, that was a free ad. Holla at me if you need some more of those. More Dave Chappelle references for tonight. He goes through, he's all cut up, but then Roddy, I think O'Reilly was there, Bobby Fish, they start brawling, trying to beat up Velveteen. And during all the beatdown, Velveteen Dream eventually gets knocked out. They check on Adam Cole. He says, you guys know what to do, do it. And they start loading out, throwing the chairs that he pulled up with in the pickup truck. So they're just throwing steel chairs all into the ring, and massive amounts. You know the spots they set up with this. And there's one chair on the outside, and they go to like grab it, and then the chair gets grabbed from underneath the ring. And who else is under there but Dexter Lumis? He comes out and starts brawling with the remaining members of the Undisputed Era to keep them away from the Velveteen Dream, to keep this a fair match, I guess. We still don't know what his motives are for why he's fighting the Undisputed Era and all of this. Dexter Lumis helps out. Cole looks for the Panama City Sunrise, but it gets blocked into a Dream Valley Driver for a near fall for the Velveteen Dream. And then he hits the Purple Rainmaker onto some chairs. It looked like Cole was kind of sitting down on one. And another near fall. Adam Cole is fighting for this. He is the longest reigning NXT champion. He is not going down that easy in all of this. And Velveteen Dream's kind of in his face talking smack. And Adam Cole hits a low blow on the Velveteen Dream. Panama City Sunrise. 1, 2, 3. Adam Cole retains the NXT Championship. Hurt my soul to see my boy the Velveteen Dream lose this matchup here. He cannot challenge. He cannot challenge for the NXT Championship. I gave this a grade of an A-. I thought this was a really fun match for the cinematic style that it had. Is it as good as the Boneyard match? I don't think so. Is it as good as the Stampede match? I don't think so. But I still thought that this was a really fun match, and I still put it in that great category. They haven't done too many messed up ones of these yet, so thumbs up. I thought this was good. Let's see what the chat is saying here. Truly, the A said Dream talks too much at the end. PR Nightmare sir, said, wow, a F750, that's effing huge. Rob said it was a Lambo that he came out in. Truly, the A said it was a Lamborghini. I don't know. It was some type of sports car the Velveteen Dream came in rocking, and you know they weren't messing that up. Let's see here. Broken Rockstar said, I love the old school in your house setup. Big facts, Broken. He should have rode up in a motorcycle from Purple Rain. It's Prince's birthday today. Shout out to Prince. Big shout out to Prince. Chris DeZuba, what's going on, brother? It was Sugar Cane Fire. Chris DeZuba putting up the hand for Derek. The Derek order is in the house, it looks like. He can't challenge as long as Cole holds it. Yes. Adam Cole retains. Cole is back. Yeah, I think Adam Cole's done a great job with the championship. I just wonder who's next then to face Adam Cole on this brand, because Tommaso Ciampa's challenged him. The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, you know what? I've been thinking about that too. I'm not really sure. Like, I was trying to go through names. I'm like, it can't be Ciampa. It can't be Balor.
Can't be Gargano.
Can't be Dream. So it's got to be somebody of importance.
Dexter Lumis, unless they really want to elevate him.
Yeah, I mean, you had him in this match briefly, you know, just to do his part. Why not throw a monkey wrench into the plans and say, all right, well, we all know nobody else is really challenging. Cross is not challenging for it right now. Cross has to go on a path of destruction first,
right,
before he gets to that point. So why not add Dexter?
And Cross is a heel.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's weird, man. Yeah, I don't see Tommaso. Gargano's a heel, and he already challenged enough times for it. We saw that trilogy. I don't know. I don't know what they do. So this Wednesday on NXT, I think it's going to be an interesting show to see who is going to step up to the plate and challenge UE. I think I could also imagine Adam Cole getting a week or two off. I hope that spot wasn't real with all the glass in his arm. It could have been. I don't know, but that looked painful. The cuts that he had on him. So, A- for that match. Let's get to the next match. We had Karrion Kross with Scarlett Bordeaux versus Tommaso Ciampa. At this point, we were getting worried that the show was going to end. And we were like, thank goodness that it didn't, because I wasn't ready for this to end. The difference is NXT TakeOver shows are fun. Like, next week, Backlash? Don't be in here for this review, because you may not enjoy it as much. But takeovers are always fun, and I'm just looking at the clock like they're flying through this card, man. But the classic in-your-house pay-per-view setups for $15, they were only, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours in the beginning? So I understand it. Karrion Kross with Scarlett, though, versus Tommaso Ciampa. So this was the first time I actually got to really see Karrion Kross with Scarlett Bordeaux. They're a team, they're a couple in real life, and I think their entrance is great. And I was really listening to the interview with Road Dogg and Corey Graves, and Road Dogg really put over Karrion Kross. Like, he is a future star, he is a big thing. And I wanted to pay a special attention to that tonight in this match, and I think Road Dogg's right. Let's get into why. So Tommaso Ciampa comes out. He has been one of the biggest faces on the brand, and he loves this NXT brand. I think he's going to be one of the people who stays in NXT for his whole career. And he basically stated it too. He said he would retire if they tried to force him to go to the main roster. Derek, was that your first time seeing Karrion Kross, right?
Yeah.
Give your take on it. I know that you're doing something off camera, but what did you think of Karrion Kross? Like, from seeing him, the entrance and everything else, what was your just thoughts?
You know what? Honestly, I like Karrion Kross. This is my first time seeing him. I like the presence that he has when he comes out. He has the, like, he's not a big guy, but he has enough presence to say, like, yeah, I'm coming in and I'm messing everything up. So with his dominance that he showed in this match against somebody of superior talent was definitely a breath of fresh air.
Like, when I see Karrion Kross, to me, he's got, like, that Triple H body type. Like, he's not small, but he's not too big either to where he can't do athletic things. Like, the dude's got it, man. If you want to see some of his previous work go, well, you won't see too much in Impact. He did some things, though, in there. He also did stuff for Lucha Underground, and Powerslam.tv would probably be perfect for that. So, like I said, promo code's down below in the description box. We start off the match with a choke bomb on the apron to Tommaso Ciampa. Now, we all know Ciampa has a terrible, terrible history with his neck. And that spot just made me feel bad for him. I know he's done it a bunch of times and it looks like he took it safely. I just hate seeing him do anything close to his neck. This match was basically a dominant squash. I mean, Tommaso got some offense in, but not enough to talk about. We saw like a reverse F5. Where he just basically spun him up in the air. Shout out to Wardlow for all those people who hate on that. Same thing here. Reverse F5. Spins him out. And his finisher is the cross jacket. So he basically does a chicken wing. But his leg wraps around your one arm. And they leave the other arm out there for you to try to get out. The cross jacket is locked in. And that's it. Tommaso Ciampa gets checked on. And he's out. Out like a light. I gave this a B+, and I'm going to get into why in 1 second. This is for effectiveness. I didn't want to put this in the great category because I just think that it needed a little bit more of a match for me to do that. But I gave this a B+ for a specific reason because normally this would get NA. This got a B+ because I thought it was very effective in getting Killer Cross, Karrion Kross over as somebody who... How do I want to put this? He comes in. He's brand new. He's been in squash matches week after week after week. He comes in and faces a former NXT champion. And he just dominated him. And I think you could tell a story here with maybe Ciampa's on the path of redemption. Or if he's going to stay in NXT, he can't win all the time. I get that. But I thought it was a big deal for him to get this win here. And I think it elevates him to a higher level. Now, where does Karrion Kross go from here? I think we could see him challenge Keith Lee for the North America Championship, possibly, if they wanted to start him off slowly. Just putting it out there. Him and Adam Cole could happen, but I don't see the attractiveness in that matchup yet. I think whoever defeats Cole is going to be met by Karrion Kross later. That's just a my opinion thing, too. So B+ for this one for the effectiveness. Let's see here what we got people saying here. Truly the Ace says Dexter Lumis, he believes, could be the next person to be in here. Rob said, ignore the last half of his Impact run and look up some Killer Kross matches from Mexico. The dude can go. Yeah, him and AAA was really good. Lucha Underground, he was the White Rabbit. So you'll see kind of like the hunt for who the White Rabbit is. And Killer Kross is that person. He really didn't get too much into there, but I thought when I see him, this dude's got Hollywood written on him too. I think that he could end up being in movies and stuff later on too. Just go back and find some of his work. Trust me, it'll be worth your time. B-Boy Skyline talking about EO's gear. We're about to get into that match in 1 second. Yeah, I like the cross match, but it was way too short. I get that terminal state. I think that was the purpose, though. I think they really wanted to put him over as like, yo, this dude is elite. This is someone you need to watch out for. And, yeah, be on the lookout. Let us get into our next matchup here, which is the main event. The NXT triple threat for the women's title. The NXT women's title triple threat. What am I saying? Anywho, we have the women's champion Charlotte taking on Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley in this one. This was a great match. I do not have a lot of notes on this because so much... Here's the weird thing. When you're taking notes for your podcast, there are times to where you want to write every single thing down. Like, okay, they did this. They did a hammerlock tie-up and they flipped through. I don't want to do that because I want to enjoy it because I'm getting on here right afterwards, and you're getting my natural reactions to how I felt about this. And this triple threat match was really good. And I'm going to say it. It's going to make Derek mad. It's going to probably piss him off. I don't care. Charlotte was a good reason that this match was so good.
Unfortunately, I have to agree.
Yo, mark it down on your calendars. June 7th, Derek said something positive in a negative light still about Charlotte. But Charlotte was amazing in this matchup. Charlotte brings the it factor to it. I can't lie. Like, she made this match worthwhile, in my opinion. She came out there. Do I like all the opportunities that she gets? No, absolutely not. But I think that helps her character, and that's what made me in this match not like her. It worked. And she did a great job in this match. She really felt like the leader in the ring. Io Shirai's theme music. Shout out to Rob, who put the same thing. Me and Derek, I literally said the same thing to Derek, and Rob typed it in the Everything Pro Wrestling Facebook group. Check the link tree if you guys want to join that below. In the Facebook group, Rob had put Io Shirai's theme song as a banger, one of the best. I enjoy Io Shirai's theme music so much. I don't know why. It just reminds you of being in a club, and the strobe lights and everything else just happening. Io's music is great. And Rhea Ripley, I like the fact she came out with the two different color boots. I'll let you guys go back and watch that if you didn't see that. Very symbolic, though, I think, of her relationship. I think that's what it was for, and I felt like it was kind of uniting everything that's happening and her personal feelings. So shout out to Rhea for that. Great match. Great match. I can't even write everything down that happened in this. Spot of the night, man. I don't know how Io Shirai climbed up to the top of a house and dove off of it. Great spot. I thought they were going to have her do a moonsault off that bad boy, but I thought they did a really good job with this. Let's see here. Really, Derek? Chris DeZuba said he loved this match. B-Boy Skyline said boo. PR Nightmare said boo, Charlotte. Listen, I have to be objective in this. You got to give props when it's time to give props to Charlotte. But Charlotte did not sell a lot in this match. BS, she didn't. I thought Charlotte did a great job for Rhea Ripley. I don't want to hear that. Charlotte was getting tore up in this. She definitely... Really, Derek? I'm done with you and your minions in the chat. Yeah, so Charlotte, Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley, great match. We got that dive off the house. That's going to be a great moment or highlight package for Io in the future. She did a really great job with this. Lots of near falls for all of them. On the outside, we saw some amazing like throw into the barricades, hard stuff. I liked when Charlotte pulled out the kendo stick and just started beating on Rhea with it. Eventually, though, this leads to Rhea getting locked once again in the figure eight, similar to WrestleMania this year. She is bridging up out of the figure eight, and the legs are all tangled up. But at the same time, Io Shirai goes for the moonsault. Derek knows, called it right before it happened. Moonsault off the top rope onto Rhea. 1, 2, 3. We have a new NXT Women's Champion, Io Shirai. She's out there. She's doing her thing. And it was a great moment for Io. Io's been trying for that title for it, what it feels like a year plus of her just, you know, making it, not getting the championship victory. She tries and tries again. She was close, but no cigar. She turns heel. And then she finally looks like she's going to get it. Nope, nope, nope. And then she goes off to these little miniature feuds. And like I said, the rumors of her leaving, I think in my mind were like, you have to find a way to make her stay and show her she is valuable to the NXT brand. And this is how you do it. Io gets the win. We gave this the grade of an A. I said it, match of the night.
Definitely.
I thought they did great with this. Velveteen Dream was up there as well. I thought that match was great. The backlot brawl with Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, and also the North American Championship match was great with Keith Lee and Johnny Gargano. Top three matches, in my opinion. Those stole the show. Fun. Io Shirai got all the confetti. everything just falling all over. Me and Derek like to make a joke. As soon as like confetti or the Young Bucks money pops up, we're always just like, you know, the people who got to clean this up are pissed right now, right? Because there's nobody at the show and they're still doing this. And they're just sitting there. And I was just like, yeah, could you just imagine them like sitting there with like the leaf blower? They just turn it on when they're talking too long. End it now so we can start cleaning this up. But great moment for Io. I thought it looked great, and I'm happy to see Io Shirai get a chance with the NXT Women's Championship. And I think if they want, they can tell a great story with Io and Rhea Ripley going forward for the next takeover. Just my opinion. Good stuff here. But now, it is that time where we all give a grade to this show. I usually do letter grades. I know Jesus De Leon will give it out of 10. Whatever you guys want to say, leave me your thoughts on the show, and I'm going to get ready to read those momentarily here. I'm going to go with an A- for this show's grade. NXT delivers once again. Like I said, I think the worst show grade I've ever given is a B+ to one of these NXT shows. Maybe I can find a B somewhere in there, but I've nothing lower than that so far. NXT finds a way to deliver on these shows. This was short, sweet, and to the point. Exactly what was needed for this show tonight. Let me see here what we got people saying in the chat one more time. B-Boy Skyline says, I'm the evil Uno of the Order. You guys are going to get your own shirt soon. You guys keep talking like this. Rob said EO about crush Rhea's skull. Yeah, that moonsault looked pretty dangerous, but she still hit it. We're all right. Chris Zuba said he gives us an A. Broken Rockstar says A. Okay. Rob said solid A for me. Thumbs up. Okay. All right. Am I too harsh with the A-?
No.
No, I think I was fair. I think that first match could have been better. That's the only thing I think that that hurt it for me a little bit. But that was just an opening matchup. Really enjoyed this card. Yeah, A-2. All right, Terminal State agrees with me. All right, we're back on it again. Had me wondering, questioning my grading system here. Rob usually says my grading system's too harsh sometimes for some of the matches. But we've seen so much good wrestling over the years, or at least I have, that it's just like, all right, you got to really impress me here. I appreciate everybody who is in the house, though, to talk some pro wrestling with me tonight. It looks like I don't have anything else coming in as far as that goes. So, you know what? We're going to end this review. It's a Sunday night. It's beautiful out. Start a new job tomorrow, new position. So, looking forward to that. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all of the support, everything pro wrestling has been getting. I saw some really nice comments on the AEW review for what I talked about at the end there. So thank you guys so much. If you guys want to hear that, go back into the archives and check that stuff out. Big shout out to my man Derek for being here for the review tonight. I appreciate you, brother.
Yo, yo.
Thank you, everybody who was in the chat for it tonight. Rob says, I'd make a great college professor. Truly, the A said A. Sounds like a show, but C for Conrad Cushman for liking Charlotte. Go back and watch the match, PR. It was good. It was good. No hating. This was fun, though. So we're going to let you guys get on out of here. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be safe. Take care. And if you guys can, go back, check out the archives. The next time you will hear from me should be Tuesday, and I should have a small Backlash preview coming up. And hopefully they have all the matches announced. If not, we'll find some other things to talk about in between time. And join us on Wednesday for our AEW Dynamite review. And join us next Sunday when we'll be back with a Backlash pay-per-view review as well. We're going to be busy for this next week, so stay well, take care. Peace.
Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many whose head can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother,